Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Legal Shield More Success Team conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. One of the best trainers and speakers in all of Legal Shield is going to be sharing with us a little bit later. I know I'm flat out fired up to learn from this gentleman, but you know, it was a remarkable week for us last week in Legal Shield. I know there was over 100 More Success Team members notified last week of winning the trip to Maui, Hawaii. I know I'm flat out stepping behind the board. We're definitely excited to win that trip. As a matter of fact, I can barely move tonight because my wife had me work out extensively today. She said if we're going to Hawaii, I have to be in shape. So I can barely move my arms or my legs. They all feel like jello. But guys, we got a really dynamic call, so I'm going to quit talking and go straight on out to Duran, Oklahoma, the Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and thanks for having me on. And I'm excited about the Hawaii Contest Players Club winners also. But I want to remind everyone that the More Success Team iPad 2 contest that our team actually started last month is now the new iPad contest because after we started that contest, Apple released the newest version of the iPad. So Mr. Moore said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and give instead of the iPad 2, we're going to go upgrade to the new iPad. So the winners are now going to get the new iPad, which is the latest version. And to be eligible, all you need to do is simply be in Players Club. Be in Players Club, and at the end of the month, we get all those names together. Someone at the home office draws the name, and that's the one that wins the iPad contest. This month, not only will we be giving away two more iPads, but we also have a third winner that will receive two tickets to the Oklahoma City Convention and two tickets to our More Success Team breakout session. So we're very, very excited about that. On another note, I want to quickly remind everyone, let everyone know one of the top Platinum Executive Directors on our team, Mr. Jeff Hughes from Virginia, was recently diagnosed with lung cancer and is having a rough time, so please keep him in your prayers. He is one of the top members on our team and does an outstanding job, helps us on these calls week in and week out, so please keep him in your prayers. But now I want to go to Latham, Kansas, and to one of the winners of our iPad contest last month. He and his wife, Cherie, are executive directors. They're $100,000 ring earners. They've been in Players Club for 102 consecutive months in a row, and that is Mr. Bob Pilcher. Mr. Pilcher, are you on the call?
Yes, Randy, I am.
Hey, man, I am excited. It was great to see your name pulled on that very first iPad. Let everybody know a little bit about you and then what you thought about that.
Well, it was exciting for us, too. You know, the best thing about Legal Shield is just the opportunity it gives us and to create an income, the styles that we can all have in this business, and, you know, the trips we get to go on, we're all excited about the trips. And then the more, you guys just never stop. I mean, next thing we find out, you just want to have more. And all you ask people to do is just get out there and stay busy. And if you stay busy, you're on Players Club, and guess what? Anybody can win this thing, and we're just grateful and blessed that we were one of the recipients of it. And you know, the Players Club is great. I mean, you get the car bonus or what? Well, we just call it a bonus. Now you can do whatever you want with the money, and winning an iPad is just—it's phenomenal. I don't have one yet. So you know, I've been Prepaid Legal or Legal Shield. I still have a hard time with that a little bit, but Legal Shield now. This is our 10th year. We started on a part-time basis. I work for a large grocery chain, and after 31 years in that line of work, I was able to say goodbye because of the opportunity Legal Shield gave us. And 7 years ago, March 1st, I walked away from that career, and I've been full since, and the time freedom has just been amazing. And as I said before, the more team is gone, and you guys just, you know, you constantly help us out. Getting to talk to you guys and get advice and mentorship from you and just everybody on the team, from Kyle Cambrell to Jeff Hughes, everybody out there is always willing to help. So we're just blessed and fortunate to be on your team, sir. We just really thank you for that.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you. Those iPads are being personalized. They're going to be engraved. congratulations on the More Success team, and maybe you can take that on your trip to Maui.
Oh, we're planning on it, sir. We're planning on it.
Again, congratulations, Bob. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member. He's been leading the national expansion of our More Success team now for nearly three decades, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. Wouldn't miss a call like this for love or money, especially love or money. I love these speakers. I love the way they inspire me. After 28 years, they still get me inspired. I thank everybody for listening. If you learn one little tidbit in a week, it's been worth the whole call because it will multiply your income. Randy, while we're at it, we want to be sure and tell everybody, I noticed a lot of names on here tonight that has not signed up for the breakout. I'll be looking for those names tomorrow when I look up if they got on and signed up. We need them there. We're going to have to do a special award this year we've never did before. This year, we start the Wilbur Smith Award. You know, Wilbur's passed on, but his legacy will never die, at least as long as Ken Moore can breathe. I know what he brought to the team. I know what he brought to the company. His wife's going to be there. She's going to present the award. And I would like for everybody there, if nothing else, to be there to honor Wilbur Smith. Of course, there'll be many more things. And, you know, our old Jimmy Parrish will be right here in the home office next Thursday and Friday. If you're in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, any place 200-300 miles, and need to drive in, you say, well, I've already been through a group school. It has nothing to do with already been through. Learn the knowledge that comes from one of the very best, second top producer last year in the United States, top producer on our team. And, you know, I could go on and on, Randy, because we've got so much good stuff planned. As you and I know, the 31st, we've got platinum out right here in Oklahoma. But right now, I want to introduce a gentleman that always the plate, energetic. I'm telling you, I wish I had half his energy. Just a great person to step up and help us. Not on our team. Wish he was. Can't happen. But we're just going to adopt him anyhow, just like we did Mark Seguin, because he's always willing to help us. You know, he's a Millionaire Club member, platinum executive director, 112 months consecutively in the Players Club. And I could go on and on about all the awards he's gotten and everything. But it's my honor and my privilege to introduce my friend, Mr. Steve Media.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. It's more than an honor to be on your call. It was great to see you last week in down in Texas. And, you know, it's interesting because I don't think there's a person on the call that believes that I have more energy than you, but I'll take that compliment, and I appreciate it very much. And, you know, for the folks on the More Success team, I have an incredible amount of admiration for your peers, their experience, their enthusiasm. I know, you know, all the Moores, Randy and Jeremy and Mr. Ken Moore, and you have an incredible leadership team. I'll keep Jeff in my thoughts and prayers. We have been for the last several weeks, and the Hughes family, just like the Moore family, they're tough, and just like Mr. Moore has overcome a lot of health challenges, we hope and pray that Jeff does as well, with just as a great attitude as Mr. Moore. Kyle Kimbrell out there, Jimmy Parrish, Millie Baker, you guys have one of the most incredible teams ever built in this industry, and it's kind of team that...
There are currently 69 participants in your conference.
So I think it's always important to just look in the mirror and acknowledge that you're on a great team and you're with a great company right now. And I'm just going to talk about a few things, and hopefully I can, if nothing else, just inspire somebody tonight to be a great receiver in Legal Shield. It's been incredible to our family. We've been with the company for a little over 13 years, and we've been truly blessed to create an incredible lifestyle. And as I heard all the people, you know, going to Maui and iPads and the car bonuses, you know, where else can you have such a strong company with a strong product that offers such an incredible opportunity? And first, I just want to talk about developing our confidence. You know, a lot of people call it a good attitude, and I believe that, but it has to come from your belief that you're at the right place. And, you know, I've been with this company, like many of you, for a long time, and I've never felt more inspired than right now about the future of what we're going to do. I truly do believe that we'll get to 10 million homes. I truly do believe that in our lifetime we'll see well over a 10% market penetration and over a 50% market penetration eventually. And the last thing that I would ever want is to be somebody that was involved in Legal Shield, and even though I did well, missed the real opportunity, and I believe that's in front of us. So there's really four different areas that you want to develop your confidence in. Number one is the company. That's easy. With folks like the great leadership team that you have, and Rip Mason and Alan Fernley and all the management experience, you have an incredible an incredible opportunity to believe in something because it's easy, the company. Number two is the product. I truly believe that we have the best value. I often do the If You Were My Attorney story that was created by Wilburn Smith, I believe. And in the If You Were My Attorney story, I do it in every meeting and every lunch and every sit-down I do, and I always get several thousand dollars. And where else could you describe a product or service where people say it's worth several thousand dollars and we do it for less than a cup of coffee a day? And we have to, develop our confidence in that and be strong. The next thing that you want to develop your confidence in is this opportunity. You'll see other people leave to go do other things, and it blows my mind, but the strong survive and the strong stay, and the winners don't quit. And when you believe in your opportunity, you're not even willing to look at anything else. And I know that Mr. Moore's been doing this for three decades, and I'm sure he's never even considered doing other network marketing company, another opportunity. Why would you when you're already with the best opportunity in North America today? I think the most important thing that you have to do, though, is believe in yourself. I'm a big proponent of reading the books and listening to the tapes and hanging out with the right people. But, people will only follow people that believe in themselves. If you don't believe in you, who else is going to believe in you and want to follow you? So those are just some ideas of what you can develop just from the inside out. The second thing I wanted to talk about, and this team probably exemplifies it as much as any team, is your work ethic. Being able to employ yourself, having discipline. They say discipline weighs ounces, but regret weighs tons. What does that mean? Jim Rohn says in the fall you have two choices. You can complain about the harvest, or you can celebrate the harvest. And, we want to encourage people to do the activities today that don't really seem like they're a big deal, but if you do them consistently over a long period of time, that compounded effect will lead you to success. There's also another principle called 10,000 hours. It says that in the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, that if you want to master something, if you want to be the best in your field, if you want to outperform everybody eventually, you have to practice, you have to put in your time, and they call it 10,000 hours. And my brother Mike and I, before we got into Legal Shield, we were with another company, a network marketing company, where we literally put in 10,000 hours. We were both full-time, and it wasn't full-time where we went golfing or ever watched television or did anything else. We tore it up for 4 years, and so many of you met us. I know I met the Moore family when we first joined Legal Shield 13 years ago, and we started doing very well pretty instantly. We had experience, and we had contacts, and we knew what to do. And really, for the first time, we could see ourselves clear to make $10,000, $20,000 a month, and we started to do that. But it was only because we worked at it. Nothing in this business comes for free. Yes, luck is always a big part of success, but as Wilburn Smith used to always say, the harder he works, the luckier he gets. And by the way, I think your Wilburn Smith Award is absolutely phenomenal. I wish I would have thought of it first, Mr. Moore. So number two is work ethic. Number three is goal-oriented. David Savula will often say that throw your goals away. It's about what you do day-to-day. And that's absolutely true. And I think he sort of says that as a point. It's important to have daily goals. I think he also thinks, and we think, that it's important to have long-term goals. I'm somebody that believes that your mind is such an important key to your success, and that your subconscious mind, what you're sleeping and what you're doing, your daily activities, if you give it the right instructions, if you tell your mind over and over what you want, I believe it'll deliver that. There's many people on this call that have a vision board, a dream board, and they have it in their office. So every time they make a phone call, they see maybe it's pictures of Maui, maybe it's the car that you want. But it's so important to have things in your life that you want. And, Jim Rohn, who I've already quoted a couple times tonight, he was one of my mentors just from audio, listening to him on audio tape. And I was listening to Jim Rohn, Take Charge of Your Life, in my car. I was going to do a Super Saturday over the weekend, and I listened to a whole series back and forth. And he did a goal-setting seminar that I've heard him do in the past, but he did a couple things a little bit differently. First of all, he had people write down at the beginning of the seminar that I was listening to the five accomplishments that they already have in their life. And I think that's important because sometimes we beat ourselves up about what we haven't accomplished, where we have to just sit back and maybe you've raised a beautiful family. Maybe you've already had a great career, like the gentleman that won the iPad a little while ago. 30 years as a career, that's in the grocery business. You got to look at things that you've done. Maybe you have to go back to high school and you want to, you were the head cheerleader or the star quarterback, but pat yourself on the back for things in your life that you have already accomplished. And then he says, take some time and write down 50 things that you'd like to do, not that you think are possible, but that you want. Again, not things that you think you can afford or places that you can currently get or, you know, vacations you can currently get or whatever, but things that you want. Where would you like to vacation? What would you like to own? What are some of the experiences, the memories that you could create? And go ahead, and it'll take some time, and I recommend you do that soon. If you've never written your whole set of goals before, it's one of the most exciting things that you can do if you really let your mind start to open up to the possibility. So being goal-oriented, the next thing that Jim Rohn said is take that list of 50, once you've done that, and write one of four numbers by it, 1, 3, 5, or 10. And those are the years that you think it would take to accomplish, you know, that goal. Maybe it's to earn the $100,000 ring, and you're in your first year of Legal Shield. So you can say, well, I think that would be about a three-year goal. You know, maybe it's to build your dream house, but you've already got $100,000 in the bank, so you think you can make that happen over the next year. Maybe it's to be, you know, $1 million per year earner. You think that'll take 10 years. But the point is, it's just to write by those 50, 1, 3, 5, or 7. And then after you do that, circle the three, circle three from each category. So 3 one-year goals, 3 three-year goals, 5-year goals, and 10-year goals. And those are the most important things that you think, that you've listed, your most important priorities, and take action on them. I think it's also important to include that you're just not putting material or financial goals on there. You're also putting your spiritual goals for your church and, you know, maybe money that you'd like to tithe or give back. Maybe it's building an orphanage. Maybe it's spending time with your family or building a family. But it's important to be well-rounded when you're writing down your goals, in my opinion. So number three is to be goal-oriented. You know, number four is learn how to develop, you know, or I should say develop your skills. What kind of skills? Well, the first one is getting on the phone and being able to set an appointment. That's a skill that you want to get good at. In fact, I did a Kim, Mike, and I did a tape series called Falling in Love with Your Future. And if anybody wants to listen to it for free, it's on our website, MeliaFamily.com. That's MeliaFamily.com. And we just have our case series up there. Again, it's called Falling in Love with Your Future. But we do about a half-hour section and call Working the Phones. And it's little principles like, you know, don't say anything until you can say everything. You know, your goal is to spend 3 to 5 minutes on the phone setting an appointment. The next skill that you want to learn, and I know this is important to Mr. Moore because he was talking about it when we were in a studio getting filmed just last week, is learning how to do a presentation. You know, from day one, this is how we make money, sharing Legal Shield, sharing the membership, getting somebody to fill out an application. So from day one, you want to make sure that you know everything about the product. I understand that Millionaire Club member Jimmy Parrish is doing a group school soon that Mr. Moore was talking about. Why wouldn't you go to that if you're in the area? You want to learn as much as possible about this membership, how to present this membership. The more you learn, you're going to start developing skills on how to answer objections, how to close, how to get referrals. But again, until you start doing that, until you start practicing that, can you ever become great at it? So learning to develop skills, again, like setting an appointment, doing the presentation itself, closing. And then the last but not least, the fifth thing I just wanted to reference here is developing your leader skills, your leadership skills. You know, this is where my family and I have been. I'm very blessed. I mean, we've worked on ourselves. We've worked on becoming leaders. We've worked on inspiring others. We've worked on influencing others. And I'm going to tell you, it's not always easy, and we're not always great at it. And I'll give you an example. I went to a How to Win Friends and Influence seminar last week, and they said, write down one person or one thing that you're holding as a grudge right now that you wish you could fix or get over. And there was a guy in our organization that, you know, we had an argument a couple of years ago. We never really got over it. And he's a leader on our team, and he's somebody that it's hurting his business and it's hurting my business by us not getting along. And as soon as I got out of the seminar, the first thing I did is I picked up the phone and I called him. I was actually going to be in his town doing an event in a couple of days, and I said, hey, listen, I want to see if I can take you out to dinner and maybe put the past behind us and have a whole new start. And, you know, as soon as I hung up the phone, I just felt so much better. I just felt relieved. And we saw each other this weekend, and he went from not even coming to an event that I was going to be speaking at. So he brought two guests that both signed up. And it's amazing sometimes that our ego gets in the way or we have a grudge. And so I'm going to challenge everybody on the call tonight. If we probably have one thing, maybe it's a family member, you know, maybe it's an old associate, or maybe it's somebody that you think was mean to you or didn't treat you fairly. But I'm going to tell you, the best thing that you can do in a situation like that is to forgive and to forget and to move on. And that's what leaders do. You know, leaders figure out how to inspire people, how to motivate people, how to influence people. You know, if you've been going to the Oklahoma City Convention for a couple of years now and you don't have anybody following you, you know, what's going on? What's going on in your life and what's going on with your team that you can't influence them enough to go to a meeting or to, you know, to come to a convention and stuff like that? Because if you can figure that out and if you can develop those skills as a leader, it's going to make you an incredible amount of money going into the future. And so I'm just really excited about where Legal Shield is right now, where we're going, and I know that the folks that are listening on to the call tonight, especially the new folks, we're so excited for you. We had our team call, like you guys are doing tonight, last night, and we had several people on there that were brand new. Some have been in for 6 months or 3 months or maybe a year, but to hear the infectious enthusiasm, a new person that gets their first check or gets their first promotion or maybe wins their first Maui trip, and sometimes when you've been involved for a while, you forget how exciting and how great we do have it. And I can tell you this, folks, I've been in another company that was a startup, and it's horrible. It's frustrating. There's a lot of promises. None are usually delivered. But with a company like Legal Shield, every night when you go to bed and every morning that when you wake up, you know that you're doing something good. You're doing something good for humanity. You're part of a revolution. We're revolutionizing the legal system one family at a time, one business at a time. You know that you've got a company that is never going to renege on its promises. You're going to have a company that has plenty of cash. You have a company that is going to be in this marketplace in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years. And I personally believe that over the next 18 to 24 months, it's quickly going to become a household name. And you know, I personally believe we're going to see people, like I'll give you one example, and then I'll wrap up my part of the talk here, is I knew a guy back in the early 90s. When I first got into network marketing, and this guy was a big hitter, and I sat down with him one day. He was in a different company, but I asked him, you know, how did you do it? And he said, you know, for the first 4, 5, 6 years, he was sort of like everybody else. He was plodding along, making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. Was doing okay, but not breaking any records. But all of a sudden, something changed with his company, with timing, with momentum. And this guy went from making about $5,000 a month to making over $90,000 per month. And, you know, how do you explain that? In most business situations, it's hard to explain. But in network marketing, we have a friend called exponential growth, and you never know when things are going to explode. I personally believe that we're going to see people that are making a few hundred dollars per month making $10,000 a month in a year. We're going to see people that are making $5,000 to $10,000 a month making six figures a month. And I'm looking forward to the growth and looking forward to the Oklahoma City Convention. Hopefully many of you are planning on being there, planning on plugging into all the Moore Success Team events while you're out in Oklahoma City. So Mr. Moore, Jeremy, Randy, the whole team, we really appreciate you asking me, and I'm honored always to do anything I can to help the Moore Success Team. So I'll throw the call back to you guys.
Well, Steve, what a fantastic job. I would like for you to do one more favor for us. I would like for you to tell them, if you was a brand-new associate starting today, what you would do.
Great. If I was an associate right now, the very first thing I would do is I would make a list of 100 people. That's the very first thing I would do, is make a list of 100 people. The second thing I would do is find out what's something that I could invite them to. You know, if I had Mr. Moore as my sponsor, any of the great leaders on the call as a sponsor, I would make sure it was okay that I either set up appointments or I had a meeting or a PBR to be able to invite to. And you know what stops most people, Mr. Moore, is rejection. And people just, we're all, yeah, in fact, you talked about rejection.
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah, you're married, so all the married people know about rejection. I don't want to steal your joke, but that was pretty funny. But that's the hardest thing. And even at my, you know, at our level as Millionaire Club members, man, rejection's a tough thing. Nobody likes to be turned down. But if you could just realize that you're sharing something great with people, just like if you had a cure for cancer, you know, would you be hesitant about telling somebody? You'd want to scream it from the mountaintops. And I believe that we have something that's very significant. As significant as a cure of cancer, come on. I mean, that's hard to compare with. But we have something very powerful and very strong. And I would just start setting appointments. And I'd, my very first thing, I would try to fast start qualify as soon as possible, because I know that I'd have that story forever. If I want to be in this company 10, 20 years, I want to be able to say I did it in 5 days, I did it in 15 days, I did it in 28 days, whatever it is. And then as soon as I did that, I would look to fast start qualify my first three people. But the big thing is just to have a list, to start setting appointments and making sure that I can get people to look at the information. Some are going to say yes, some are going to say no. A lot more are going to say no at the beginning. But if I can just go out there and start working the numbers and learning how to show the plan, I think are the most important steps to getting started, sir.
What do you think about them using the membership right away so their belief level in the product will increase?
That's what I did. That's what almost every successful person I know in Legal Shield has ever done. If you ever listen to a really good presenter, they're always talking about their own stories. Yeah, other people's stories are great, but when you can have your own story and you can whip out your membership card and tell people about it, it's so important. So I think it's probably the best thing I could do is use the membership the first week if that's possible.
Yeah, I tell people, when I tell you a story, it's not a made-up or maybe, I can tell you a story, the time and date and who it was it happened to, you can check it for yourself. It's so much more important to make a real story than what if that you've got real people that it's happened to. Steve, I really appreciate you. I think Randy wanted to say a word or two, but you know how I felt about you guys, and if I could ever be of benefit to you, you know all you have to do is ask me.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you a lot.
Congratulations, Steve. You know, this is Randy, and you know, we feel like you have one of the top families in Legal Shield. The media team, you know, it has international recognition, and I know your family is just as important to you as our family is to us. You know, we have these breakouts. What do you tell your team? Let me just ask you this one quick question. What do you tell your team about the importance of attending your breakout session? Talk to our team sort of like you'd talk to your own team.
You know, I tell our team, and I'm sure it's the same as you, Randy, that it's the most important event of the weekend. And, of course, the whole weekend's important. But if you put that kind of importance on it, your people are going to take it seriously. And a lot of people get excited at the end of the convention and they want to sneak out and leave. But, you know, the reality is that you're part of the team. And if you want to have the benefits of the team, you have to be a team player. If you want to be a leader and learn to be a leader, you got to be sort of a follower first, and you got to follow the right people. And so I know how much time and effort and money and everything goes into putting on these breakout sessions and team events. And so in my opinion, it's almost disrespectful to somebody if they don't go to the breakout session, because it's like, man, you know, we made a certificate with your name on it, and we spent hours planning, and we've got this person stopping by. And it's almost like people just, you know, take it for granted. And I think they really missed the boat, because it's really hard to be successful. You know, even here, you hear Mr. Moore talk about Wilbur Smith. You can hear his energy and his passion. But again, if Wilbur called a meeting, do you think there's any way in the world that Ken Moore wouldn't have been at that meeting? It's a sign of respect to show up for the breakout session. So, Randy, hopefully that helps.
Oh, it did, definitely. But I want everyone to know that, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner. You what, made platinum seven? Is that right, Steve?
We have been as high as platinum seven. That's right.
Wow, it's just incredible to have somebody like you on our call tonight. It's great to listen to you. Make sure and tell Mike and Kim hello for us, and we look forward to seeing you guys in Oklahoma City.
Okay, my friend. I have a lot of respect for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night. I also want to encourage everyone, again, go to moresuccessteam.com, get registered for our breakout session in Oklahoma City. Just like Mr. Media said, it's one of the most important events for the weekend. If you're going to be there, might as well get everything you can while you're at that event. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir.
Well, Randy, this breakout session is important to us. We do put a lot of money into it for awards and everything else. And I'd like to say one more time, we got some executive directors on the call tonight that has not turned into Rising Star. And the only way we can give a Rising Star award is if we get the name presented by the next executive director. We've had people that got that award, and they stayed in prepaid. They said, really, because they didn't want to let the person down. They give them an award, and they become successful. The Rising Star Award is one of the most prestigious awards when you first start you can get. So had some turn them in, not as many as I really expected. I'd like, before the week's over, to get the other executive directors to turn theirs in, because we do want to make it a bang-up time, because, like I said, the first time that we're going to be doing a Wilbur Smith Award with Carol there to present it, and we're going to be giving away tons of other awards and everything. We love our people. We like to say thank you to our people. We like to appreciate our people, you know, with the new $100,000 ringers and many others. Right now, Randy, I'd just like to say this to everybody. Folks, remember all those who are sick tonight. I've been there myself. God's blessed me. I'm feeling great today. We've got so many people among us that are ill and sick. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much, but the prayers of many people, like on this call tonight, can really change the history of our organizations. It can change the history of our health. So let's remember the people like the Jeff Hughes tonight. Let's keep putting God first, keep putting our family second, keep putting the legal shield third. Everything's going to work out, God. We love you. We're looking for you in Oklahoma City. Next Monday night, Mr. Alan Fernley is asked for some extra time, Randy, so our call will be a little longer. But Mr. Fernley sent me an email saying he really appreciated the opportunity. You know, like Steve was saying, we were down in Dallas and we're doing some filming for the convention and everything. And Al and I had a long talk, and he wanted to get on the call and talk to the people. Got some exciting things to talk about. So, folks, next Monday night, Mr. Alan Fernley, he's reconfirmed again this week. In fact, he's reconfirmed three times, Randy. So I think if he don't get stuck in England, he'll be here. So let's get on it. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.